Hey guys, it's Moon Man here. Let's talk about dinosaurs. Today we will talk about a group of dinosaurs called Oviraptors. Oviraptor were a group of extremely bird-like dinosaurs that existed in prehistoric Mongolia 84 to 65 million years ago, till the great extinction of the dinosaurs. Oviraptors were characterized by toothless parrot-like beaks, cassowary-like crest, feathered wings and tail fins, and a stubby tail that all modern birds have called a pygo style. Oviraptoroids were highly diverse with many species, ranging in size, some the size of a turkey, some the size of a man, and one in particular Gigantoraptor weighed 2.5 tons. Oviraptor's diet probably consisted of lizards that roamed the deserts of Mongolia, and the small rodent-like mammals that existed at the time. Some of the dinosaurs Oviraptor coexisted with were other Oviraptor species, Velociraptor, Gallimimus, and the Menaenatur Triceratops wannabe Protoceratops. In all Oviraptors, the development of a stubby bird-like tail called a pygo style can be seen in the fossils, particularly in one Oviraptor called Nomingia. It is extremely modern bird-like in appearance. Though Oviraptors lack teeth, they have two bony structures in the back of their upper jaws resembling fangs. The crest on Oviraptoroids is extremely similar to that of a modern bird called a cassowary. Okay, let's talk about feathers. In early Oviraptoroid dinosaurs, direct evidence of fossilized feathers were found, and they are the same of those of modern birds. Not to mention the pygo-style tail most likely housed a fan of feathers, like it does on modern birds. Quick fact about the animal's name. The name Oviraptor is Latin for egg thief. This is because in 1924, during the animal's discovery, it was thought to be stealing a Protoceratops eggs. This is extremely unlikely. It was most likely a good mother Oviraptor attending to her eggs, just like a bird. Now let's talk about feather colors and design. Oviraptor probably was colorful with displays on its wings and tail fin and crest to attract mates and warn off predators. Well, that's about it guys, so vote 5.